Hello, it's the 22nd of August. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Planned changes to replace the Bedford River Festival going forward with an annual, more local family festival have already been abandoned by Bedford Borough Council. Following widespread disapproval on social media, Bedford Borough Mayor Tom Wootton announced that the proposed changes would not be implemented. However, suggestions have been made on how to improve the event, including lower rates for stalls, an area that is more family-centred and better policing. The Mayor said, "I am here to listen, so don't be surprised when I do take feedback on board. There will be a River Festival in 2024 and it will be as beautiful and wonderful as ever." His Majesty's Inspectorate of Constabulary and Fire and Rescue Services has rated the Bedfordshire Fire and Rescue Service as requiring improvement in key areas. BFRS responded with disappointment, lamenting the fact that the rating was not representative of the organisation's dedication and hard work, but they would keep themselves accountable and drive improvement. Shefford Town Council has joined the Town of Flitwick in sending a letter to Nadine Dorris asking her to step down from her position as MP for Mid Bedfordshire. The letter, signed by Ken Pollard, the Shefford Mayor, summarised the town's concerns and frustrations and pointed to the continuing lack of representation for the people of Mid Bedfordshire. Miss Dorris has yet to respond to the letter. Faces, a Bedford-based charity, has seen a rise in families who do not qualify for government aid but are food insecure. The organisation on Church Lane is attempting to alleviate that cost of living issue and is always seeking donations. An anonymous parent praised their efforts, saying, "You have no idea how much this has helped me." That's all I have for today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.